I've got another question here for you, Chris, from Eric Turner. He says that his wife has been concerned about fluoride in drinking water. Is there actually any danger to it? Can it do you any harm?
It's really interesting, this. The fact that fluoride is almost universally used in many countries, actually. And it's done because there's this understanding or this chemical reason that fluoride strengthens tooth enamel. Tooth enamel contains the chemical apatite, which is a form of calcium phosphate. If you add fluoride to the diet, either in food and salt and drinking water and things, then you can add a fluoride atom to the forming calcium phosphate and you get fluoroapatite, and this is much harder than just normal hydroxyapatite, the normal stuff tooth is made of. So you can actually strengthen your enamel significantly, and that's the reason that it's done, because it can give people very strong, very good quality teeth. And if you look at the levels of tooth decay that have happened since this actually was introduced, levels of tooth decay have plummeted in many places that fluoridate their water. And in fact, studies have been done looking at this effect, and it seems to suggest that the number needed to treat, in other words, the number of people who you have to get to drink fluoridated water in order to stop having cavities who otherwise would, is about 6. So for every 6 people who drink fluoride-laden water, one person will not get cavities who would otherwise have done. So that's amazing, actually. It's a very big health impact. But then there's the question, are there any health disbenefits? And this is where it gets a bit murky, because actually there's very little good quality published evidence one way or the other. There was a very big meta-analysis that was performed by the University of York, which is probably the gold standard, which has been cited by agencies and organisations all over the world since. And what they actually say is they have taken 26 plus studies that have looked at fluoride in water and looked at the health benefits, no cavities, and some of the disbenefits. So, for instance, do people who have been drinking fluoridated water have more hip fractures, for example? Because if it gets into teeth, it can also get into bones. And if it's in bones, it could potentially alter the strength and the integrity of the bone architecture, so it might make people more prone to fracture. And there's no compelling, convincing evidence that it does associate with more fractures. They've done a similar thing for cancers and not found any association with cancers, but the University of York team say actually the level of evidence is quite poor, and really we do need some very big trials and some big studies in order to look at this properly, because the evidence is really quite scant.
Obviously a lot of people use fluoride toothpaste or fluoride mouthwash. What additional benefit does the fluoride in the water give?
The tooth enamel is in a dynamic equilibrium. So if you have acid in your mouth, then you can erode some of the enamel. If you shift it towards an alkaline environment and there's calcium present and some fluoride, you can rebuild some enamel. So what the toothpaste is aiming to do is to supply you with a ready source of alkaline environment, that's why there's bicarbonate in it, and some calcium and some phosphate, and they put fluoride in there because then it gets into the matrix that's being laid down as new tooth enamel in this dynamic equilibrium, and it strengthens it. If you have too much fluoride, though, and this is one of the other things that the York study looked at, you can get something called fluorosis. And people who live in Essex especially, I was one of them, if you drink lots and lots of tap water and are exposed to fluoride, there's very high levels of fluoride in the water that you drink, and this can get impregnated into the teeth, and it's more likely to cause tooth staining, and you get this sort of speckledy pattern on the teeth. You'll never get cavities, though. They won't look that aesthetic, but you never get any tooth decay, and I've never had any fillings my entire life. My teeth are really good, actually, and I put it down to the fact that partly I was from Essex, so there are some benefits of being in Essex. Apart from the fact that it's got some of the best schools in the country, it does have very good water as well, and also I think cleaning your teeth very regularly with a toothpaste laden with fluoride is really, really important, so that's very good.